What up, Aquarius, and welcome to your February 2023 horoscope. Happy birthday. I hope you guys are having an amazing one. So we're going to get right into it. So I feel you're going to be experiencing a little bit of delays coming into February because of the fact that you're still holding on to resentment for something that happened in your past. You're still holding on to a connection maybe that's hindering you, and it feels as though you're afraid to let go of something or somebody going into the month of February because of the fact that you are afraid of losing something good. So it's interesting. It feels like you're going through a hiccup with somebody in particular, or you're just going through a slow period with someone, and or you will be. And you need to be mindful going into the month of February about being quick to judge the situation or quick to reacting too quickly. I mean, watch for reacting too quickly with someone, especially if they have fire, Aries, Leo, Sag, or Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio in their chart. If you really love this person, or if you really love this job or this situation, let time pass before you react to the way things are going and the way things have been going, because I do feel some triggering moments in February where you'll kind of want to give up right before things get better. So just keep this in mind going into February, that you may not always feel like things are working out in your favor, but you need to keep the hope, because there's some sort of surprise for some of you. You could be getting engaged or married after some rough, especially if you're already taken or in a relationship. This message is kind of primarily coming out to those who are in some sort of commitment. And it doesn't have to be just a commitment with a person. It could also be a commitment with a job or a financial opportunity or a creative endeavor, and you're wanting to stop right before you start being partnered up with people who can take you further. And the divine is like, no, keep focusing on your dreams in February, because you're going to start to receive the feedback that you've been really longing for. You've been really hoping for things to get better, and I feel your patience wearing a bit thin. Maybe certain investments didn't fall through, or you just felt up and down throughout January coming into the new year about it. But I can promise you things are going to start balancing out, but you have to stop thinking that they're not. There's a lot of you letting pessimism get the best of you, and pessimism sort of being highlighted to you in February, because you need to work through thinking that when things are going bad, that means that all of your plans are failing. That's not true. Sometimes there are just certain things that happen to test our patience and resilience. And I feel you going through some patience and resilience tests just so the divine can really see if you want to manifest this thing that you've really been trying to bring together, or if you really want this marriage with this person that you've been with for some time. Because there's a lot of you needing to watch for getting energetically greedy. I feel like some of you kind of got a little spoiled for a little bit, and so when things started hitting a little sour patch, it was like or when things start to kind of hit, and it's really not a sour patch, it's things slowing down and not going at the pace that they were before, and the divine seeing how you respond to this, because you're so used to things working out in your favor, or you went through a period of things working out in your favor. So February will kind of be testing your resilience through times where it's a little bit of hardships, because of the fact that maybe you didn't heal something also. Maybe because you got blessed with something, or blessed with finances, or blessed with a lover, it kind of made you put certain things to the back burner that you didn't really get to focus on. And the divine is trying to get your attention back on things. So sometimes when the divine is like, oh wait, we didn't heal this, we need to dial it back. The quickest way to solve a delay is going back to your center, going back into meditation, making sure that you're meditating, making sure that you're praying for the divine to reveal to you the things that are blocking you from keeping a consistent flow. So there's obviously something that you've overlooked that's going to be revealed in February. Some of you already know what this is. You know that maybe you've been overspending. You know that you've been overindulging. You know that you need to stop partying or something like that. It's different for all of you, but there's something where you're afraid to commit more to something because life may feel a little bit boring. It may seem that way. I totally get this, you know, me needing to move away from drinking and just sometimes feeling like I'm going to be missing out on cute cocktails and going out to bars and having cute drinks and shit like that. But I had to open up my mind to a whole new playing field of other things that I could do that are also fun and other substances that are healthier and not going to take me out of my vessel. So there's a lot of you figuring out healthier ways of getting your fix in February. And also learning how to cope with letting go of something that wasn't the best for you, that maybe you put off coming into February. I don't feel you having issues with love life. I feel like there's just sometimes butting heads with this person if you're in a relationship. And then if you're single, you have to kind of work on letting go of being so obsessed with yourself and how you appear and just thinking about your more endearing qualities. What traits aside from physical could you offer a lover? You know, how can you be more loving to your pets or your animals? Or how can you be more loving to your friendships? How can you show more attention to people outside of you? This shows the divine, oh, they may be ready for a commitment. You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you have to make sure that it's not all about you. Sometimes we can selfishly want love because of how good it makes us feel, but then we forget about how to love someone, how to give them love, how to nurture them. And then sometimes we overly love someone when they come into our lives and we forget about everything. So it's like a lot of you will be, especially if you're single, figuring out how to show the universe that you're ready for love by demonstrating actions to work on resolving your weak spots. So I feel like you're being upgraded for sure. There's a lot of upgrade, but there's like a test. So you're going to be tested in February before this upgrade to make sure everything's in place, to make sure that you can receive this new beginning. So make sure you guys are meditating through the month of February and not really trying to rush through things and not really trying to get instant results, because you'll just feel defeated every single time and it's going to make you want to give up, as opposed to you remembering, oh, Professor P said, I just need to relax. I need to meditate. I need to work on the things that I know I need to work on, because you guys know what you need to work on, but somehow you've drowned yourself in other things. So February's all of those other things. Let's say you were so busy, you know, work's going to slow down, or you may be called to take off work for a little bit or time off. Your hours may be cut, especially if you've been pouring too much into a certain area of life and other areas of your life need balance. And there's a lot of you making decisions to help you to come into alignment with your higher self so that you both can be in agreement to what you both want to create ahead, which means that you may need to be revealed. You need to be revealed to what's not working in your life, okay? That's what February is all about. And if you are working on things, then this month will continue to be a flow state. But how you know you're missing something is that you will hit like staccato. Like, it's like you'll hit like these bumps, like your car may break down, you're not able to get to this place, or you're ready to get this product, but then they take a bill out of your account, so you can't get something anymore. That's saying, okay, you need to think about this before you actually dedicate yourself to it. Same with lovers or friendships, like they start acting a little funny. So you have to kind of go within and figure out, why are they acting funny? What do I need to do? What conversations need to be had in order for us to move to an equal understanding? So there's a lot of just reevaluating, tinkering and tankering with things and making sure that everything comes back into union and alignment, because the divine wants great things for you guys. But if you're overlooking things, the universe has to find a way to stop you. So any delays that you experience in February, just keep in mind, you just have to go back to the drawing board. A lot of you know you need to go back to the drawing board, but you've been so busy focusing on other things. So these other things will, like the divine is like, oh, you said you needed this removed to focus on that. Okay, we got you. Fired. You're fired. Let me stop playing. But I do feel like there's like a shock of a turn of events, in a sense where you're going to realize why you had to experience certain delays by the end of February and why certain things had to go in a certain way, which grants you epiphanies in order to move forward. And also know how to take this method with you throughout life. Like, whenever I experience delays, I just know I need to go back to the drawing board, and that's all it is. I don't need to be dramatic about it. I don't need to break down. I don't need to fall apart. We don't need to break up. I don't need to quit. You know, all of these things, okay? I hope this helped you guys. Peace out.